Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Shane Mack. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mark Guthrie. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Mark Lewis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chris James. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting seventh. The DH, Luis Lopez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jerry Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeff Mutis. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fermin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Huff moves to third. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Huff tags and scores. One out. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-1. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fermin moves to second. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Manto hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Manto reaches second base with a double. Fermin scores. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lopez hits a line drive into right field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Leo's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Leos. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to second. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Huff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Huff takes first base on ball four. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Firmin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skinner scores. Huff moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Paul Abbott now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Huff scores. Firmin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Firmin moves to third. James moves to second. Jeff Manto batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Manto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Gladden scores. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball four. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Davis moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to third. Harper moves to second. Eric King now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. Harper moves to third. Two outs. It's Twins, 5, Indians, 5. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Mack steals second. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Mack scores. It's 7-5, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Huff hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Harper settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Harper. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Huff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Knobloch bunts towards first. Manto fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Furman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis bunts towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Furman moves to second. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 5. the Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Harper reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. One out. It's 8-5, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Laos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Laos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 9-5, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laos moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Mike York now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Manto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Manto takes first base on ball 4. Mike Aldrete pinch hits for Luis Lopez. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Aldrete takes first base on ball 4. Manto moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to second for the out. Manto moves to third. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. Manto scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Twins. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Huff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 6. the Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Firmin hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harper is hit by the pitch. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lewis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Huff. Mack reaches second base with a double. Harbeck moves to third. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Laos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Mack moves to third. It's 10-6, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball towards right. James catches it and throws to Manto, who relays to second to double up Laos. Mack tags and scores. It's 11-6, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby hits a pop-up into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Manto hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aldrete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knoblauch, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz pinch hits for Kirby Puckett. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knoblauch moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Munoz now playing right field. Lenny Webster now catching. Shane Mack now playing center field. Al Newman now playing shortstop. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Berga hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cole pinch hits for Mike Huff. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cole hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Firmin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Cole now playing center field. Brooke Jacoby now playing first base. Jeff Manto now catching. Carlos Berga now playing third base. Doug Jones. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing first base. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-0. James is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. James hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mack. James reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. James moves to third. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Manto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. James scores. 2 outs. It's 11-7, Twins. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Aldrete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aldrete hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.